Unit 19. Sigmund Freud and Literature. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. What do you think of our assignment?
You mean the essay applying Freud's theories to the 20th century novel? I'm not exactly thrilled about it. I'm majoring in English to study literature, not psychological theory.
I think it'll be kind of interesting. Have you chosen your novel yet?
No way. I have to go over my notes on Freud and give it some more thought first.
Me too. Do you want to get started now? I'd like to get it done before the weekend.
Sure. Let's make sure we're clear on the terminology. First of all, starting with the id, ego, and superego. How would you explain those concepts?
Okay, the id. The id is closely identified with the body, in particular the nervous system. It's the part of the psyche that turns the body's needs into motivational forces, or drives.
Right. So you might say it's the animal part of a person, not involving any rational thought. It operates on the pleasure principle, or the demand to take care of the body's needs immediately. I remember the professor comparing the id to an infant. All drives and wishes, no conscious thought or logic.
Simple enough. So how about the ego?
The ego develops in order to relate the body to the conscious mind and to reality. It's the problem solver of the mind, since it looks for ways to satisfy the wishes of the id. In that sense, it's identified with reason or logic, and it operates on the reality principle rather than the pleasure principle.
And, according to Freud, it develops during the first year of life. Around age 7, the superego develops. And the superego does what again?
Well, as the ego tries to solve the id's problems, it comes across things that help, which are rewards, and things that get in the way. Those are punishments. The superego keeps track of those rewards and punishments, particularly from mom and dad when you're a kid. Those two things correspond to the two parts of the superego. The record of punishments and things to avoid is the conscience, and the record of rewards and other good stuff is the ego ideal. In a nutshell, the superego represents society and its rules.
Are you sure you're not interested in psychological theory?
Yeah, I'm staying with literature.
Okay, so that takes care of id, ego, and superego. We also need to know about ego defense mechanisms. These aren't too hard to understand, I find. They exist because the ego has to deal with conflicts between the id, the superego, and reality, and these conflicts cause anxiety. The defense mechanisms are ways to avoid or relieve that anxiety.
Yeah, so let's go through the list. One big one is denial.
Right. Denial means blocking something from your consciousness, just refusing to believe it. Denial is what you're doing when you fail an important exam, and then you tell yourself that grades don't matter anyway.
Mm-hmm. Another one is repression, or motivated forgetting. Something happens to you that's so terrifying or so awful, you can't stand to think about it. So your mind simply gets rid of the memory.
I can give you an example of that one, too. My parents tell me that I accidentally fell into a pool when I was 5, and I couldn't swim, and I was terrified. I don't remember this at all. I still have a fear of going in the water, though. All right. The next one is displacement. Displacement means having a strong feeling that you can't do anything about, so you direct that feeling towards something else.
Like if you're mad at your boss. You can't yell at your boss, so you go home and you yell at your roommate instead.
Exactly. Number one. The students are having this conversation because... Number two. How do the speakers organize their discussion? Number three. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question. What do you think of our assignment?
You mean the essay applying to Freud's theories to a 20th century novel? I'm not exactly thrilled about it. I'm majoring in English to study literature, not psychological theory.
How does the woman feel about the task? Number four. Which of the following is true, according to the conversation? Number five. Which of the following is mentioned as a defense mechanism? Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then, answer the question.
The record of punishments and things to avoid is the conscience. And the record of rewards and other good stuff is the ego ideal. In a nutshell, the superego represents society and its rules.
Are you sure you're not interested in psychological theory?
Yeah, I'm staying with literature. Why does the man say this?
Are you sure you're not interested in psychological theory? Number 7. Why does the man mention failing an exam? Number 8. According to the conversation, which of the following is true?